A couple of weeks ago, I had a little heater and a lamp here with me that weren't doing a lot until I plugged them in. If an electrical item isn't working, the first thing we do is make sure it's plugged in and switched on so it gets the energy it needs. But how do we get the energy we need from God? How do we access this Holy Spirit, this wind, breath, energy, ruach from God? Well, there's a complicated ritual for it. You need special artifacts that have been blessed by a priest like me. It only works on one day a week, Sunday, and only in one place, a church building. Sorry, guys. You have to say exactly the right words or nothing will happen. And if you do all that, you will be given the Holy Spirit. Right? No! Wrong! Receiving the Spirit is the easiest thing in the world. Listen to these words of Jesus. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11, verse 13. All you have to do is ask. No special ritual. No special words. No special artifacts. No special building. No special person. No special day. Simply ask, Father, please give me your Holy Spirit. And then God will get out his counting glasses and his ledger, and he'll start working out how much he can afford to give you. If you've had a bit too much one week, he'll give you a little bit less the next week to balance things out. Right? No! Wrong! Jesus says, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit? This isn't what you say about someone who is stingy. This is what you say about someone who is generous, who gives lavishly, who loves to give more and more. Simply ask, Father, please give me your Spirit. Pray that prayer once, and you'll be set up for life. It's like winning the lottery. Once you hit the jackpot, that's it. You don't need any more tickets. Right? No! Wrong! The Bible tells us to go on being filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Why? Because God is never going to run out, and he is never going to stop giving. The Holy Spirit is not some scarce resource that's going to run out like a precious metal. The Holy Spirit is the very presence and the power of God. So when we ask God to go on filling us with his Spirit, we're asking for more of his presence with us. We're asking for more of his power to be at work within us. We are asking to be closer to God, and they are things that don't run out. This prayer, asking God to give us his Spirit, isn't something we pray once and we're done, but something we should pray every single day. After all, you breathe every day, don't you? The best thing about the Holy Spirit is that it's one of those little pleasures in life that's all about me. It's about me and God. The Holy Spirit is all about changing me, sorting out those things that are wrong in my life. Right? No. Wrong. What happens if you take a glass and start filling it from a jug of water? After a while, it gets half full, then three quarters full, then it gets full, and then it starts overflowing. God doesn't want to give you his Spirit once. He doesn't want to give you his Spirit every day. He doesn't want to give you his Spirit and fill you to the brim. God wants to give you his Spirit every day and fill you so you are overflowing with his Spirit. his power and his presence. Yes, he wants to impact and change you, but through you, he also wants to change people and the world around you. Those of us in God's family are part of a big, grand vision for transforming the whole of creation. It's not just about you, it's about the world. Sounds huge, doesn't it? Scary? Daunting? Probably. Yes. But all that bit, that's up to God. The big picture is his. He's the artist, not you, not me. Our part is to make sure we are open, that we have open hearts and open minds, open, ready to receive the Spirit when we ask. What happens? Well, what will happen when you ask for the Spirit? To be honest, I don't know. Certainly nothing bad and probably something new. What's probably most common is that not a lot happens at first. It can feel like praying into thin air. But asking for the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful prayers you could ever pray, because if you pray it every day, if you open yourself up to the Spirit working in your life, you will bear the fruit of a godly character. You will grow in faith, in acts of service. You may be given new gifts and talents, or those you already have may be enhanced and used in a new way. You will be closer to God. You will be made more like Jesus, and you will start to see the world as he does. The Holy Spirit brings all kinds of different things to us, much like the electricity that powers many different devices in our homes. But it's the same Spirit at work in all of us. The Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That is the power at work in all of us. Last week I said that when we read the Bible, a miracle happens. God speaks to us through these words, by his Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, this is simply a big, heavy book. It isn't alive, it's several hundred very thin pieces of paper printed with quite a lot of ink. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, these words become living and active, powerful, dynamic, life-changing and life-saving. And that's what happens when he fills us too. The dead, dry and dusty are filled with energy and power and are made alive. Let's pray. Before Jesus left his disciples, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Father, may you send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, upon us now. Give us this gift you promise to give. Fill us with your power. Fill us with Jesus's life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us join in building with you, building with word and with Spirit, becoming the people you are calling us to be. Amen.